Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Wednesday, my friends. And of course, welcome to yet another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy T. Goldstein. Yeah, the T, of course, stands for TalkSport. And of course, you can check me out on Drive all this week from 4 p.m. And we begin with Liverpool, annoyingly beating Southampton. Meaning the title race will go, of course, to the final day of the season. I'll have no nails. Here's the reaction on TalkSport.
Finish Southampton 1, Liverpool 2. So Liverpool cut the gap on City to a point, and the title will be decided on Sunday.
Yeah, I think incredible performance as well. Making 9 changes. If it wouldn't have worked out, it would have been 1,000% my responsibility. Now it worked out, and it's 1,000% the boys' responsibility, because I can ask for a lot. The boys have to do it, and I thought they did exceptionally well. I saw incredible performances tonight.
A very ballsy move from Klopp, though. He made 9 changes. Was you worried before the game?
No. I think what Klopp does, no matter if you're in for 2 minutes or 2 weeks, he demands from it. You don't win anything from not being brave, whether that's the manager picking 9 changes because his hand was forced. You know, their legs were done in after Saturday. Oh, they were falling over. They were going down with cramp. This is why I've said Liverpool will do it this year. And it's not because of the team. It's because of the squad.
On now to the Championship playoffs, where Nottingham Forest reached the final after beating Sheffield United.
Has to score, Gibbs-White. Very slow run-up. And it's saved! Bree Samba makes the save! Nottingham Forest have done it! They're off to Wembley for a playoff final! The first time they will grace the National Stadium since 1992!
There's no shame in the fact that to get through a two-legged semi-final in the playoffs at any league, you have to do a bit of everything, and that's including suffering and going through difficult moments. And we took some really good moments today, some bits that, you know, weren't so good, but that's okay. And I said that to the players, you know, it can't be. I've never seen a team play perfect for two legs at any level in the playoffs, and we didn't either, but we've done more than them in the end. And it took everything right until penalties to get through, and that's what we've done.
Yeah, Steve Cooper there speaking to TalkSport's Ian Danter. Huge congratulations to them. It's a massive result, but the night is going to be marred by a situation we are seeing now on Twitter, and is more and more coming up about it. And I think we're going to speak to Ian Danter and Paul Heckingbottom's the manager. I think he's going to ask him that question, because the incident that you are seeing or will see on Twitter, if you go online and you see it, is of a man assaulting Billy Sharp after the pitch invasion. He runs on full pelt and headbutts Billy Sharp.
It's disgusting.
Straight in the face. Completely takes him out. It is actually the worst incident I've seen on a football pitch. The worst assault I've seen on a football pitch, Jace. Yeah, it's shocking.
Yeah. It's a disgrace. It's a prison sentence waiting to happen. Got it on camera.
He's okay.
Yeah, he's shook up. Yeah, he's stitches. He's knocked to the ground. He's headbutted.
Stitches.
Minding his own business. It's our place of work, and we're not safe. And we see it every Monday night. You watch Monday night football. You might watch Sunday afternoons, Friday night, whatever we watch him. Experience it today. Things thrown at you on the side of the pitch. Pitch invasions, and every commentator, everyone. It's unsafe for the player. Player's safety is at risk. Nothing's ever been done, but we'll make sure something will be done about this, without a doubt. We've got it, and if it has to be us as a football club, then we'll do it.
This has been slowly but surely creeping into our game, and tonight is the worst example that I have seen. This is a footballer that has been assaulted by an opposition fan. He's a coward, an absolute coward, running at him at full pace and headbutting him. It's disgusting, and I hope they catch him, and I hope they throw the book at him.
On to the build-up to tonight's Europa League final, where Glasgow Rangers will take on Eintracht Frankfurt, live, of course, on TalkSport. Here's the GERS manager. Who says that? Gio van Bronckhorst. Hurst. Horst. Is it horse? Is it Hurst? No one really knows. Anyway, this is him saying he takes a lot of pride in managing his former club, and they're in Seville to win a trophy. They're never in... I thought they were playing for second place.
I'm really, my first time as a coach at final was very successful. Of course, we won 5 major prizes in 4 years, so I'm really happy with those achievements. You know, this is different. It's another team, a club who I played for 3 years in the 90s, and I feel very proud to be the manager of this team, and even prouder to take the boys tomorrow into the final. A huge opportunity for us to get the second major prize in history in Europe for this club, so we are very determined to bring the trophy back with us. We respect the opponent. The opponent did an amazing run in Europe as well, so it's going to be an exciting final, but a final is always nice when you win it. And if you lose it, you don't like it, so we are here to win it. I'm the winner for Jimmy and Walter too, so Walter too.
On now to Super Ali McCoist on what this final means to him and the GERS fans. Again, why have you written GERS? It's Rangers. Anyway.
This is the last call for Mr. A.M. McCoist. Mr. A.M. McCoist, put down your Wetherspoons breakfast. Your Ryanair flight from Glasgow International to Seville has already been delayed for 45 minutes.
Rangers here are flying the flag for the UK. Crossing high to the far post. Oh, the goalkeeper's lost it. Lundstrom! John Lundstrom has done it! And that is it! Rangers have done it! And the reverberations from this stadium will head right across Europe this evening.
To the centre, Borre is there, and he smashes it low and hard past Alphonse Areola, and that may be the goal that just burst West Ham's European bubble.
Eintracht Frankfurt are through to the final.
Ali leaving us in about half an hour's time because he's got to get a flight. He's going to Seville. He's got some duties to do out there. He's going to watch his team in the Europa League final.
Lift the Europa League. They're going to lift it.
Oh, man. If you had one shot, one opportunity, to seize everything you ever wanted, one moment,
would you capture it? I can't tell you how excited I am, but it's remarkable. It is. I didn't think I'd see it again in my lifetime, Benty. I didn't. Just the way things are going, you know what it's like. Particularly in this tournament with the top clubs for the Champions League coming down. Rangers and clubs like that have got no right to make the final, really, when you think about it. They've got no right. They need to play a heck of a well, carry a little bit of luck, and show an enormous amount of spirit, and that's exactly what they've done. When you think about it, to batter Dortmund over two legs, batter them, by the way, home and away, beat Leipzig in an unbelievable game at home in front of the supporters, it's amazing. It really, really is amazing. They're on the threshold of something. They'll be immortal, these boys, if they could pull it off. I really do. It would be absolutely, and I genuinely mean it, it'd be one of the greatest achievements, I think, in British football. I really, really do. Just the way that the odds are stacked against teams. I mean, we knocked out a Leipzig side that was worth £250 million, and our team was worth £13 million. I mean, that shouldn't happen. It just shouldn't happen. So, listen, I'm clearly full of hope. I've got a great level of optimism as well, and I just hope everybody goes and enjoys it and makes it a wonderful occasion.
And from GERS to Spurs. Oh, best league of the year. Former Spurs midfielder, sort of, Jamie O'Hara, calling into breakfast, horrible man, pranking host and Arsenal fan, Laura Woods.
James, he's also a Spurs fan. Good morning, James. I'm off immediately.
Away the lads! Away the lads!
Oh, you know what? That's Jamie O'Hara, isn't it? That is Jamie O'Hara. What are you lot doing to me this morning? God, so annoying! I just knew it. I just knew it.
Arsenal get battered everywhere they go.
Bad night for Arsenal. Finished Newcastle 2, Arsenal 0.
Morning, Woodsy.
You are unbearable. You are unbearable at the best of times. All right, listen.
Trust me.
I'm going to say one thing. Do not count your chickens too early, Jamie O'Hara.
Oh, it's over, Laura. It's over. We only need a point. You've absolutely bottled it. I told you. Your rallying cry. Everything you give to me yesterday on the show went down in flames. They absolutely crumbled. I've just gone into Tesco, Bentley, to find some apple crumble, and they've run out because Arsenal have took it all. It's a shambles.
Time now for a TalkSport exclusive, where reporter Sam Wellard-Ellard, of course son of Wellard the dog from EastEnders, sat down with Sir Geoff Hurst.
Rice surging into the penalty area, might go it alone. Declan Rice! It's 3-0 to West Ham! The skipper with the crown in glory!
I'm hopeful, I'm not necessarily confident. I mean, it is a big issue for a young player with his outstanding talent at a club that's not in the top four and five. They've offered him a big contract. I'd like to see him at the club and stay at the club. On one point, I've said this to a few people, if you've got really good money, in one crazy sense, and he's absolutely brilliant and a decent lad and a fantastic player, and still to improve, as he says himself, if you got 100 million plus for him, which is a possibility, you could actually, in one sense, strengthen the club with three or four players in different positions. So it's a big dilemma.
Now, England bowler Mark Woody Wood has been speaking to TalkSport's Steve Hammy-Harmison on the Cricket Collective. Blimey, that sounds expensive. On TalkSport 2, free, obviously. Woody said Ben Stokesy, is a natural leader and is the perfect man to be England Test captain. Captainy.
Right up in the block hole, and Stokes has dismissed it beautifully through wide, long on for four.
I think he's a natural leader anywhere, Stokesy. I think whether he has the tag of captain or not, he leads by example in training, how hard he trains and how he prepares. And that attitude that he's got where it's, you know, he never ever gives in. You think there's three runs to win and they could have 10 wickets in hand. Stokesy will still believe that he can be the man to do it. He has that inner belief. And now that he's got the tag of being actual captain, I think the responsibility will be good for him. I know you mentioned his mental health, but I truly believe that his character and, you know, the fact that he cares for others, I think will help his mental health, because he'd be caring too much about everyone else. I know everyone probably sees him as this, you know, alpha, strong, big bloke, puff your chest out, but actually he cares for his teammates. He looks after people, wants the best for them. And I think he'll inspire people to, you know, go along the same track that he goes down. He'll inspire them to follow him in the battle, follow him when times are tough. And hopefully if he leads by example the way he trains, you know, people will fall by the wayside if they don't follow his example. So it's a chance for everyone, a fresh start, and a chance to impress the new captain and coach.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Time now to hear from equality campaigner Amal Fashanu on Blackpool's Jake Daniels coming out, admitting she was shocked but also pleased for the 17-year-old.
I think this is an amazing day. Like, to be honest with you, I didn't expect it. It was just a shock and an amazing moment because I feel like I've been working a good 10 years for this moment. People say to me, you know, why are you encouraging gay footballers? And, you know, why are you celebrating this moment? You know, I'm celebrating this moment because how many Premier League players do people actually know? Zero, pretty much, right? So realistically, this moment is so important because all my raising awareness, talking, going here, going there, you know, trying my best with the Justin Fashanu Foundation, it hasn't been easy. And I just feel like today, finally, a player actually feels comfortable to simply be himself. It's not a big deal, but it is a big deal.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your Poddingtons from. I don't really care, but I do care about the fact that I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show at 4 p.m. today alongside Darren Bent. He's an Arsenal fan. Don't forget that. Straight after us from 7 p.m, of course, it's the Europa League final, where Rangers, not the girls, Rangers, take on Eintracht Frankfurt, or RB Leipzig, as producer Tom, standing behind me, has written in the script. What do you make of that, Tom? Just quickly. Idiot, get out. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talks About Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe. I'll be like this.
It's Sam Harris, as
yeah,
well.
Always, Sam Harris. Always someone else.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.